My husband worked for a time in Laurel, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., fairly close to the National Security Agency. NSA describes itself as the group that coordinates, directs, and performs highly specialized activities to protect U.S. government information systems and to produce foreign signals intelligence information. It would be inadvisable to ask follow-up questions. Being so close to NSA, my husband received a phone call one evening regarding the upstairs neighbor. Did he know the guy? Had he heard or seen anything unusual coming from that apartment? Was there any reason that the neighbor shouldn't be given access to top national security information? My husband didn't know any dirt, so the proxy for NSA went on his merry investigative way. I was reminded of that story when I read that the FBI has been looking into President-elect Obama's staffers and whether they can be trusted with state secrets. It's nothing unusual. With White House transitions come FBI background checks. But we're not talking here about a quick call to a reference. According to the FBI website, the General Security Clearance Form asks applicants to go way back, for some from age 18 on, and answer the following questions. Where have you lived? Where did you go to school? What employment have you had? Who knows you best? When have you traveled abroad and why and what did you do there? What is your medical history, your employment record, your police record, your use of illegal drugs and alcohol, your finances, your financial delinquencies, and your civil court actions? As the security level moves up from secret to top secret, the investigation deepens. According to some court cases, ones that generally hold that investigators have the final say on security clearances because courts don't want to second-guess those experts expert enough to, quote, predict the future behavior of the applicant, the investigators don't necessarily trust the applicant's answers. Here's the follow-up that applicants agree to, one court explained, that investigators have permission to obtain any information relating to the applicant's activities from individuals, schools, residential management agents, employers, credit bureaus, consumer reporting agencies, collection agencies, retail business establishments, or other sources of information. The Laurel call to my husband proves how deep they'll dig. He was connected to the applicant only by a shared ceiling/floor. Moreover, statutory language suggests that unfavorable or questionable information about the applicant will require what is intriguingly called select scoping. Once that scoping is complete and the applicant is approved, she or he will be forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement so that state secrets stay secret. Some quasi-government workers have fought back. Take employees at the California Institute of Technology's Jet Propulsion Laboratory who worked with NASA. NASA required that every one of them submit to in-depth background investigations. But the workers argued that they were Caltech employees, not NASA employees, and shouldn't be forced to give investigators free rein to ask other sources of information about their finances, honesty, and the seriously open-ended other matters. Just last June, a federal appellate court in California agreed that such an investigation raised serious privacy issues. But those accustomed to politics on President-elect Obama's White House list are also more likely accustomed to FBI investigations. In fact, if they've lived for a time in the nation's capital, they too may have received a call in the night from a stranger asking about the guy upstairs. I'm Amy Guida.